This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by Jamie Sabat. Jamie is a remarkable leader and thinker. We're going to talk today about her best advice for business leaders and for leaders in general. Jamie, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then I'll tee you up with the question of the day.
Sure. Thank you so much, Scott. And I am the CEO of Being. We provide integrated wellness solutions for multifamily and office. So wonderful things like meditation, sound bath, and yoga. So we love to, you know, keep the community connected and provide opportunities to create friendships, which is super fun.
Well, it's magnificent. And Jamie, talk about, you've worked with a lot of leaders. You're really a thought leader in terms of trends and what's going on in the world. Simply remarkable, actually. Talk a little bit about what advice you would give to leaders. What advice would you give to a leader, or two or three pieces of advice you'd give to leaders?
Yes, and definitely, Scott, I think some of the advice that I would give CEOs, business owners, leaders right now in the world are to really support the team members and to lead with the heart as opposed to the ego. I mean, recently, just in the U.S., we had a very exciting and tense election here, which actually has gone down in history, and now we have one of the first African-American female vice presidents in the country, in the United States, and just showing that thinking of the greater good and leading with the heart is one of the places that can really grow your business and grow your teams and take you to the next level. So that's one of my best pieces of advice, is to think of, lead with the heart as opposed to the ego.
And talk about that for a little bit, because you're this incredible person with incredible personal skills where it comes very naturally to you to lead with heart, to lead with compassion and brilliance and intelligence. You have a president who lost this election, who does some things right, does some things wrong, but one of the things he seems to do wrong is, if you talk about leading with the heart, Not many people would attribute that skill to President Trump. And people that know him well might think differently, but by and large, the sort of message he gave was not one of leading with the heart and with compassion. So I'll ask you the question of the day. If you were to visit with President Trump, and you can get past being upset with him, you know, for whatever different reasons, different people just really despise him or dislike him, what advice would you give him on how to adjust himself to lead with the heart? And I'll avoid you, you know, going into, well, he wouldn't take my advice anyways. But what advice would you give somebody like that who seems to do this, you know, oh, he's going to get credited with pushing his vaccine ahead at crazy pace. He did some things right. He did a lot of things wrong. But leading with the heart is not one of the things that's attributed to him. What advice would you give the guy?
Right. Well, one of the things that I would say, and to other leaders as well, is talk to your teams, to ask questions, go back. So it's like, if speaking to Trump, why is the country so divided? If you're leading the country, are you talking to the constituents? Are you talking to the voters? Are you getting boots on the ground and talking to the people and seeing what their needs are? And that's what the advice I would give to any leaders. If you're feeling tension and you're feeling unrest, you need to talk to the teams and figure out what's going on here. Why is there so much uneasiness? If there's so much division that's happening, that would be my biggest, you know, piece of advice. And my biggest question to him is why?
And there is a certain amount of humility required for leadership. It's very hard for many of us to ask questions of, why are you so upset? What am I doing that irritates you so much? It's very hard to do that. Mm-hmm. But you would probably encourage him. He's got to turn on his humble side, at least for a moment, to try and ask, why are people so upset with me? I mean, it's really a fascinating thing. He got 71 million votes, but the 75 million people that voted for Biden, there are a lot of those people that really hate him. I mean, you see that on the social media. You see that in all these discussions. And so he would really have to have the humility to sit down with people and say, I understand you really hate me. Help me understand why.
Well, that's the thing. Do you want to get the job done, or do you just want to live in your ego and be proud and be the president of the United States? That's the thing. It's like, if you really want to get the job done, you have to put that aside and you have to go and connect with the people, or connect to your employees and ask them questions and say, what can I do better? What do we need to do right now to make this a success? And that should be the success of the company, or the success of the country, should be the highest goal.
Yes, and he might perceive that he did have the success of the country as highest goal, but was misunderstood. And part of that misunderstanding might have been horrendous communication skills and too much ego, and not enough humility, and not enough wanting to actually visit with people and talk to them about, I think I'm doing this right. The economy's doing this. This is doing this. We're working as hard as we can in these vaccines. But just a horrible sense of communication, as well as probably underlying, very challenging personal flaws that he has that makes it impossible to sort of see a broader view of it, I guess.
And that's my third point, is thinking about diversity. We've seen that happen so much this year in this country that if you're surrounding yourself with a homogenous group, you probably have a homogenous opinion. How are you going to innovate and be different and advance if you only are looking from one perspective? That's the reason why diversity wins and diversity is good, is because if you have many different opinions, and that's what I do in my company, is that I have so many different people surrounding me from so many, like I have a person who does sound breath, I have a person who does tarot card, I have so many different backgrounds that we are able to be innovative and move forward. But if you have just homogenization, then you only have one opinion. So you can't really innovate and move forward.
Yes. And that is a huge challenge in companies, in government, and all over the place, is not enough diversity, not enough diversity of viewpoints and so forth. Really a huge, huge problem. Jamie, let me ask you to summarize those three pieces of advice for our listeners who are taking notes.
Yeah. So my three main points for and advice for leaders today is to support the team members by leading with the heart as opposed to the ego. Ask questions, and do that all the time. And think of diversity. Use diversity as a way to innovate.
Fantastic. Jamie, it is always an uncommon pleasure for me to get a chance to visit with you, and I know for our audience to listen to you. Just a pleasure visiting you today.
Great. Thank you so much, Scott. And I hope everyone reaches out to us at beingbuilding.com and just hit the contact us button and we'll be in touch.
Could you give us again the place to reach out to you so people don't miss that? Would you tee that up one more time?
Sure. The place that you can reach us at is beingbuilding.com. And if you hit the contact us button, we will send you an email and we will definitely be in touch.
Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was good to chat with you.